兄姊妹平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们又可以一起敬拜神。
Thanks to the Lord, and each time we get to praise together.
每七日呢，我们就把这样的时间分别出来。
Every day of the seventh day, we separate this time.
我们和弟兄姊妹一起在神家里面，我们聚集敬拜。
So that together with brothers and sisters, we worship.
真的，每一次我们在聚集在主面前的时候，主就把他的恩，把他的福分赏赐给我们。
And every time as we gather, the Lord gives us more of His blessings.
所以我们早上呢，在这里我们要一起来分享神要开道路这样的一件事情。
This morning we're going to talk about how the Lord will open a way.
所以呢，在新约耶稣的比喻里面，我最喜欢的一个比喻就是那一个窃求的寡妇。
So in the New Testament, there are many parables. The one that I love the most is about the woman asking for water.
因为这一位寡妇受到逼迫的时候
，because when this widow was persecuted，
有人在那里为难她的时候
，when people were giving her a hard time，
那她就不断的、不断的向当地的那个官来求。
And all she got to do is just come back to the Lord and ask for his help.
虽然呢，那一个官并不怎么好。
Even though that ruler, the authority, was not a good man.
可是呢，他还是一再的去烦扰他。
But yes, this widow would come back to him and ask for his help again and again.
直到有一天呢，这一个官呢就说：“哎呀，为了不要让他再来烦扰我，我就答应他的请求。”
And until that one day, this governor finally said, "All right, fine, I'll do what you ask."
要为他来主持公义。
And finally, this governor took justice.
这个比喻就说到我们的神呢，比这个官更好。
And this parable tells us that our Lord is better than this governor.
如果我们一再有信心的来到神的面前
，If we come back to Him again and again with faith,
神也会这样为我们来开道路。
And then God will open up a way.
他为我们在生活中的难阻挪去。
And God will take away our obstructions.
所以呢，在生活里面，我们常常会碰到灰心。忧郁和苦难。
So in our life, we meet a lot of challenges and weary things.
我也相信我们中间多多少少我们都有这样的经历。
And I believe that every one of us has some of this experience.
因为发生在我们自己身上的时候，我们常常会觉得别人都很难体会我。
And then because when it happens to you, you think that no one else would understand it.
可是如果这样的日子呢，如果知道它的时间长短。
But if you know how much time you have to endure,
好像我们在台湾当兵的人，可能有人要当两年，有人要当三年。
Just like when I was drafted in the army, some people need to serve for 2 years, some for 3.
当兵都不容易。
And it is hard to be in the service.
在我们的心里，我们知道，哎呀，还有两年的时间我们要熬。
But at least we know how much time there's left for me to do this.
最后剩下一百天的时候，我们说，哎，破百了。
And then on the last 100 days, you start counting down.
所以呢，就可以开始数馒头。
And then you could start counting bread.
因为我们每天早上都要吃一个馒头。
Because each morning you have bread for breakfast.
所以呢，离开当兵的日子呢，我们只剩下吃一百个馒头的日子。
So that from that day on, you only have to take one hundred more pieces of bread.
所以呢，这些时间熬过就是了。
And after you spend those 100 days, it's over.
那我们也看到这些以色列的百姓他们在旷野的时间。
And we could also see the Israelites when they're in the wilderness.
有一次他们因为不信呢，神就说一天抵一年。
And then one time, the Lord, when they were in disbelief, the Lord said that each day I will give you back 1 year.
所以呢，他们就在旷野多待了40年。
So 40 days now they have to be in the wilderness for 40 more years.
哎呀，这40年也是很难过，对不对
？And these 40 years is hard to get by.
只是想想呢，40年，反正一年就这么过了。
But if you think about it, the year goes by one by one.
所以呢，40年想一想也蛮快的。
And then think about it, 40 years goes by like that.
你看我们现在就已经。超过50以上的。
And then think about it, some of us are over 50.
那我就想到了这个40年呢，这主花了多少的工作在他们的身上。
And then if you think about it, in these 40 years, how much work has the Lord done on his people?
可是呢，生活里面最难过的一件事。
But I tell you that in our daily living, the hardest thing to endure.
就是我们不知道苦难什么时候结束。
Is that you don't know when your suffering will end.
我们不知道这个苦难什么时候才会有一个终点。
You don't know when your suffering will come to an end.
好像约伯一样。
Just like Job.
所以当苦难发生在他身上的时候。
So when challenges and suffering came to his life.
他好像不知道为什么他做得那么好还要受到这样的一个苦。
He really didn't know that what did he do to deserve such sorrows.
好像他的太太也在那里嘲讽他。
Just like now his wife started complaining.
好像他的太太跟他说你忘了你的神吧。
And then his wife would tell him, just forget about your God.
可是呢，他还是紧紧的在那里守住神。
But still, Job was persistent.
所以在他的苦难的过程里面,
so in his time of endurance,
他学会怎么样与神来对话,
he learned how to have a conversation with God.
在他的苦难的里面,
in doing his suffering,
他认识神是怎么样的一位神,
he truly knew who God is.
所以从他的心里面,
so that from the deepest of his heart, he's now more respective to God.
当然也因着这样的一个苦难,
and it is also through his suffering
神加倍地祝福他,
that God gave him double his blessing.
所以今天呢, 我们要分享以色列人, 他们在旷野的生活里面进入了第三个阶段。
So today we're going to talk about the third stage of the Israelites walking in the wilderness.
所以我们可以知道就是说, 当以色列人出埃及的时候,
so when the Israelites get out from Egypt,
实际上他们可以有一条非常容易走的路,
in fact, there is a straight path.
就是在这个, 地图上面绿色的这个箭头,
it is shown on the map as the green arrow.
实际上他们只要从北边的路一直往迦南地走就可以了。
In fact, all they got to do is just walk north.
可是神的百姓在那么仓促的时间里面，他们离开了埃及。
But yet for the people of the Israel, when they left Egypt, they were in a rush.
可是你知道绿色这样的一个箭头呢，他们路上要碰到许多的 不同国家的敌人。
But you know, if they took on the path of the green arrow, they would have faced a lot of powerful enemies.
所以神就担心他们在路上碰到仇敌的时候，他们又退却回到埃及。
So God was afraid that his people might get intimidated and they start going back.
所以呢，就有一条往下的路为他们来预备。
So that's why the Lord prepared for them a way to go down south.
所以我们曾经交通过很快的呢，他们就来到南端的这个西南半岛的西乃旷野。
So very quickly, they now come to the Sinai, the Pennsylvania or Sinai on the south.
所以呢，在那里他们得到了神的律法。
It is there where they receive the commandment.
他们所有的支派呢，也非常 就是被神整合在一起，就不像一个凌乱的一群人。
And all the 12 tribes are now united as one people.
所以呢，整个耶和华的军队被整顿好了之后，他们就往上开始，就是白色这个箭头，那他们就开始出发。
And it is after there where they have now become one unit, they are now prepared as an army to go back north.
那我们知道在旷野生活并不是那么的容易。
And we also understand that it is not easy to live in the wilderness.
所以有很多自然环境的难阻。
And there's a lot of natural things they have to encounter.
也有仇敌来攻击,
they are surrounded by enemies.
里面又有我们对神那种怀疑在那里。
And then on the other hand, they also have doubts to their Lord.
好像我们不知道神为什么要带我们走那么长段的路。
Just like they would keep on asking, why are we going in circles?
忽然间好像我们里面的信心失去了时候。
And then when their faith is gone,
好像我们没有办法再讨神喜悦的时候,
then they think that they can no longer please God.
我们落在一个光景里面，就是在那个旷野的地方来绕行。
Then they came to the condition where they're just circling around in the desolations.
所以当我们看到这些百姓进入第三个阶段的时候,
so now when we see the Israelites now go into the third stage,
就是我们今天要交通的这个红色这个路线的地方,
in on the map where the red arrows are.
同样的呢，最后有一段很短的这个绿色的箭头的部分。
And also the very short green arrow.
其实以色列的百姓也就可以很快的进到迦南地。
And in fact, it would have been easy for them to go into the land of Canaan.
可是这一段的路途呢，好像前面一段也是先让他们往下，然后再让他们往上。
But yet, if you look at the red arrow, they have to first go down before they could come back up.
可是呢，在这一段的路途，我们发现不一样了。
And it is in fact that, but the people that are going on this last path, they're now different.
从民数记21章开始，我们发现，哎，这些百姓他们过了一种不一样的生活。
We could see that in Numbers, starting from chapter 21 and on, they now lead a different life.
我们读着读着发现，这些以色列百姓他们有一个得胜进入应许地的那样的一个 把握。
And if we read on, we now see that the Israelites now have the confidence to have to be faithful.
读着读着呢，我们也会发现他们好像心里面愿意神的国降临在他们中间一样。
And if we read on from chapter 21, now we see that the people are willing to accept the glory.
所以呢，神的旨意行在他们中间的时候,
so when the Lord's way is now working in their way,
在21章里面我们会看到一个三种祷告的生活。
In chapter 21, now we see three different types of prayers.
第一种祷告的层面就叫做呼求的层面。
The first type of prayer is when you ask.
And
the second type of prayer is when you confess.
And
the third type of prayer is when you praise.
好像呢,
just like now, the people now live in these three types of prayers.
And
the Lord's kingdom is now in their
midst. And
God's will is now their view.
So now together,
let's read Numbers chapter
21, 1 through 3.
English version shown on top.
读中文的弟兄姊妹，我请你翻开我们周报节目单上，我们有这一段的经节。
Chinese version on your program sheet.
那我们翻到了，我们一起来读民数记21章第1节到第3节。
Together, it's Numbers 21:1-3.
一起来。
Together.
住南地的迦南人亚拉德王，听说以色列人从亚哈林路来，就和以色列人征战。除了他们几个人。 以色列人向耶和华发愿说：“你若将这民交付我手，我就把他们的诚意尽行毁灭。”耶和华应允了以色列人，把迦南人交付他们，他们就把迦南人和迦南人的诚意尽行毁灭。那地方名叫何玛。弟兄姊妹，我们在这里看到这个征战为什么开始
？Now we see that how did the battle begin?
因为呢，这些迦南人呢掳掠了以色列人
，because the Canaanite took captive some of the Israelites.
所以我就想到今年6月15号的时候
，and then I thought about in June 15.
那在以色列地呢，他们有3个年轻的犹太人失踪了。In
Israel, there are 3 young Jews that were disappeared.
所以呢，以色列这个国家的军方，还有他们的安全部门，还有一些警察呢，他们就在那个地方大肆的搜索。
And then the country of Israel, the police, the army, the national guards, they started searching for these 3 missing people.
所以呢，这样的一个搜索呢，不断的引出一段非常非常巨大的征战。
And then in this search, it actually resulted in a great battle.
他们不但在当时呢，捕捉了80个巴勒斯坦人。
Not only they took captive of 80 of the Palestinians.
可是这样的一个动作一直连续7周之后。
And then it lasts for 7 weeks.
我们发现呢，在那里的征战非常的激烈。And
then we realized that these two countries now had a great war.
可是这一场战争统计下来，我们发现巴勒斯坦人他们死伤众多。And
then at the end, we see that the Palestine lost a lot of people.
好像以色列人呢，他们以1挡10的这样的一个势力。Just
like the country of Israel, one of them could versus 10.
那他们发动这样的征战的目的是什么呢？
And why did they start this battle?
那我在这里呢，不是赞扬这样的一个 勇猛的行为,
and in here, I'm not praising war.
我在这里呢，也不是要赞扬一个征战,
and I'm not praising battles.
可是呢，我发现那样的一个重点呢，在于他们在意他们自己的人。
But then I know that it started because they care about their own people.
这样的一场征战呢，他们在意他们那失落的几位青年的人。
And this war started because 3 of the young people disappeared.
所以为了这失落的几位，这3位的青年人呢， 他们就发动这样的一个代价。
And in order to bring back those 3 people, they started this fight.
所以呢，当我回头思想这段经文的时候，
So when I come back to this message and think about it,
所以呢，在以色列人的中间，他们被掳了几个人。
That in the Israelites, when some of them were taken captive by the Canaanites,
所以呢，他们为了这样的一件事情，他们 就与迦南人来征战。
Now because of that, they started the war with Canaan.
可是弟兄姊妹，我们也交通过在同样的地方。
And brothers and sisters, we also talked about this.
有一次呢，他们为了攻打这些迦南人，
at the same time before, they started a war with this Canaan.
那他们的首领摩西呢，就向他们说，神没有要与你们同去。
And then Moses told them that this is not what the Lord wanted.
你们不要去。
So don't go fight them.
可是呢，这些以色列民呢，他们就 不听摩西的吩咐，
but yet these Israelites, they did not listen to their leader.
他们仍然兴起征战，跟这些迦南人来征战。
They went on and went into a battle with the Canaanites.
可是，在那一场的征战， 以色列人损失非常的惨重。
And in that battle, a lot of Israelites died.
可是在这一次呢，他们想到这样的一件事。
However, this time, they started because of a different call.
他们已经学会向神来呼求。
They now know that they have to ask from the Lord.
所以呢，在第二节里面就说到，以色列人向耶和华发愿说。
So here on verse 2 it says, So Israel made a vow to the Lord and said.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到这里有一个发愿的祷告。
Brother and sister, here it started with a vow.
弟兄姊妹，我们多少的时候我们跟神做这样的祷告呢？
Brother and sisters, how many times do we make a vow to
God? 哇，如果你做了什么样的事，我们就愿意怎么样行。
And we would say, Lord, if you do this and that, then I would do this and that.
哇，如果你在我身上完成了这件事，我就愿意用怎么样的情况来回报你。
Oh Lord, if you make this happen for me, then I would do this in return for you.
所以以色列人在这里也有同样的一个发愿的祷告。
And here the Israelites also made a vow.
他们说，你若将这民交付我手，我就把他们的诚意尽行。
And here it says, If you will indeed deliver the people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy the cities.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这样的一个祷告是要付代价的。
Brothers and sisters, do you know that this kind of vow comes with a price?
为什么呢？
Why?
因为当神听我们的祷告，
Because when the Lord hears our prayer,
一面呢，我们要去行。
On one hand, we have to do what we said.
一面呢，我们要又要履行我们的承诺。
And on the other hand, we have to make sure we come true in our promise.
可是呢，第二个层面更困难。
And then secondary, there's also this.
如果当神不答应我们的祷告的时候，我们怎么做？
Then if the Lord did not answer a prayer, then what are we to do?
如果今天神不应允这些以色列人，这些以色列人应该怎么去做呢？
If the Lord did not come true in what they asked for, then what are the people to do?
在这样的一个时刻就要学习顺从。
And at that time, what we need to learn is to be obedient.
弟兄姊妹，神不答应的时候，我们就要学习顺从。
Brothers and sisters, when God said no, we have to learn to be submissive.
所以这一个祷告反映两件事情。
So on this prayer, there are two things that we need to know.
当神祷告的时候，我们就付上一切所有的代价往前征战。
When we make a vow, we are willing to pay all the price to go forward.
可是当神不答应的时候，我们就尽我们所能伏在神的脚前。
But when the Lord said no, we learned to be obedient.
可是我们知道伏在神脚前也不是容易的事。
But we also know that it is hard to be submissive.
因为当你待在那里不去救这些人的时候，
Because if you stay there and not try to save your people,
当然很多跟这些人有关系的人就说，为什么你带领我们不去为我们征战呢？
And then the people that are relatives of the captives will ask, how come you're not taking us to save them?
可能作为一个属灵领袖就说，神没有给我这样的话，我怎么去做呢？
But as a spiritual leader, you could say, the Lord didn't answer, so what am I to do?
所以弟兄姊妹，不管神答应不答应我们的祷告，
So brothers and sisters, whatever the Lord said to our prayer,
我们在神的面前有这样的祈求的时候，我们就要好好的思想我们该付怎样的代价。
Before we come to the Lord and make a vow, make sure you know what price you're willing to pay.
所以就在神答应他们可以去救回人之后，他们就与敌人来征战。
So here, when the Lord answered the prayer, then they go and fight the Canaanites.
所以当他们与敌人征战的时候，神也确实就把敌人交在他们的手中。
And in fact, when they started this battle, the Lord delivered the Canaanites into their hands.
按着他们向神的承诺，他们就把那个城进行毁灭的工作。
And then Israelites also came true in their promise and utterly destroys the Canaanite cities.
弟兄姊妹，当我们想到这样的时候，以色列人他们在一个得胜的光景里面。
Brothers and sisters, if you think about it, the Israelites now are victorious.
神已经把迦南人交在他们手中了。
The Lord has now put the Canaanites into their hands.
其实再往上再推进几里，他们就可以进到迦南地了。
And in fact, it would have been easy for them to march north and go into Canaan.
可是一件事就是一件事。
Yet, one thing after the next.
他们没有继续的往上。
The next thing is they now stop going up north.
因为神没有把那一条路赏赐给他们。
Because the Lord has not opened up a path for them yet.
所以呢，在这样一个得胜的时候呢，他们就停在那里。
So after they got victory, they stopped.
那个地方叫做何马。
And they stopped at a place called Horma.
他们知道在那里纪念神的工作在那里完成。
And they started remembering the work that the Lord has done on them at that place.
所以呢, 我们就知道神已经按着他的心意为他们做成的事。
So we know that here the Lord has accomplished what the people asked for.
弟兄姊妹,常常在我们的里面,
Brothers and sisters, a lot of time we have to be aware.
当我们祷告的时候,不管神答应我们或是神不答应我们,
when we pray, does not matter if the Lord says yes or no.
我们在神的面前我们都要有一个心智,
that when we come before the Lord, we should have one mind.
就是神啊, 不管你怎么说, 我们就怎么做,
one thought, saying that whatever the Lord wants me to do, I will do it.
你不让我去, 我们就不去,
if you don't want me to go, then I won't go.
要我们往上, 我们就去征战,
if you want me to go, I will go into battle for you.
弟兄姊妹, 当我们中间有许多的人, 好像不来教会的时候, 我们不要没有感觉。
Brothers and sisters, when other people stop showing up to church, be aware.
突然间你看到这个姐妹, 你看到那个弟兄, 不来聚会的时候, 你不要没有感觉。
All of a sudden, if you see a brother or a sister stop showing up to church, be aware.
去了解他们生活的一个情况。
Go understand what's happening to them.
他们在什么样的一个光景里面。
What condition are they now fallen in?
我们有没有付上祷告的一个代价?
Are we now interceding for them?
让我们的神为我们做事把他们带回到我们中间。
So we pray that God will do His work to bring them back to us.
让我们寻求神的旨意来行动。
So that we will seek the will of the Lord before we act.
所以当我们进到第二个重点的时候, 我们看到我们应当学习信从神的指引而生存。
So that the second thing that we need to learn is that we have to live according to God's will.
前两天的天气都很热, 对不对?
A couple days ago, it was extremely hot.
相信我们大家自然的反应就说, 哎呀, 热死了, 热死了。
And I believe that all we do is complain about how hot it is.
所以我们回到, 我们上班的时候都很容易, 因为都有冷气, 所以也不觉得外面多热。
And then when we go to work, when we stay indoor, when there's air conditions, then we don't feel how hot it was.
可是一回到家里, 我就觉得很热。
But then when I went home, it was hot.
为什么? 因为我家没冷气。
Why? Because I don't have air conditioning.
平常的日子都还受得过。
Other days, it was easier.
过去那么多年我们都受过了。
In the past couple of years, it was okay.
今年真的不得了, 我都一摸椅子, 哇, 椅子都是烫的。
But then it was so hot this year that when I touched my chair, it was hot.
可是呢, 有些人受不了的时候呢, 他们情绪上可能就不一样。
And when the people can't stand the heat anymore, they start having temper.
可能呢, 他们的太太就受不了了。
Maybe the wife can't stand it no more.
可能他们的儿女就受不了了。
Maybe the young children can't take it no more.
大家碰到一在血气一高的时候, 哇, 这个, 家庭的气氛就不一样。
And all of a sudden, when everyone is hot, then the temperament is different.
所以呢, 在这里我们看到呢, 以色列人他们在旷野的时候也是这样。
And here we see that Israelites in a desert, they were the same.
常常呢, 他们走的时候, 走的时候就因为路上的食物非常的淡薄, 没有味道。
And when they walk and walk, because of the food that they have is without much taste.
他们为着吃喝的问题, 他们就开始抱怨。
And because of what they eat every day, they started complaining.
所以呢, 圣经就描述到他们对这个没有吃, 没有喝的一个反应。
And then here, the Bible tells us how these people responded.
所以呢, 他们就开始埋怨摩西。
And then now they started complaining again to Moses.
他们就开始抱怨他们的神。
And they start complaining against God.
所以弟兄姊妹, 我们都知道这个是老问题了。
So brothers and sisters, I think we have talked about this
before. 我们已经讲过很多次了, 他们每次遇到吃喝的问题, 他们就抱怨。
It's the same problem again and again. Every time they complain about the food that they have.
可是这一次圣经上的描述是说他们怨毒。
But here, this time they said that they spoke against the Lord.
所以呢, 这样的一个话, 从中文的一个角度来讲, 就是说, 不但他们自己内心里面有那个痛在那里。
So here, if we translate in Chinese, not only they feel the anger in their heart,
他们还把这个痛更加的扩大成为一种罪。
But they now have now exaggerated it into a sin.
所以呢, 他们在言语上呢, 他们就去得罪了神。
And here, they would actually speak against the Lord.
所以在言语上呢, 他们就去得罪了他们的首, 领导摩西。
And then through their speech, they have now sinned against Moses.
所以呢, 每次遇到同样的老问题, 他们就用同样的方法来做收场。
So now they face the same problem again, and then they try to use their own solution to save.
事情一发生的时候, 他们没有想到应当以神的心为心。
Whenever things get tough, they forgot that it is the Lord's will that is important.
每次发生这样的事情, 他们就觉得神是这个问题的制造者。
And when something goes wrong, they would blame the Lord for making it on them.
没有吃没有喝不是我们的问题，都是上帝的问题。
When they're without food and drinks, they would always complain and say, why did the Lord do this to me?
所以弟兄姊妹有时候我们那么容易就在我们的言语上就犯罪。
So brothers and sisters, it is very easy for us to sin with our words.
每一次我们用言语犯罪的时候，我们还能说主啊，我就是这样的人。
And then every time when we sin by using words, we will say that this is exactly who we are.
改不了了。
And I can never change.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们就是这样的人。
Brothers and sisters, in fact, it is because of who we are.
所以我们更需要神。
And that's why we need the Lord.
所以每次面对这些老问题的时候。
So every time when we face the same problem again,
我们就需要用圣经的方法来做一个思想。
We need to use the Bible as a way of thinking.
千万不要让我们在言语上再来得罪神。
And don't sin with your words.
千万不要让我们在言语上再来伤害神，伤害人。
Don't speak against the Lord and the people around you.
你知道什么事情会让我们回到老问题上面吗？
Do you know what are the things that will lead us back to your old self?
那在这些戒酒协会里面呢，他们有一个行话。
And then there is this.
那就是讲到 HALT.
It's called HALT.
这是要握住、停住的意思。
It means to hold, to stop.
因为这些有瘾的人在身上的时候，
Because when these emotions start showing on you,
他们就会用这一个字来提醒他们。
Then they will use this word to remind themselves.
那这几个字呢，也代表另外一个含义。
And these four words also have a different meaning.
那就是说呢，什么时候呢，这样一个老问题又会发生呢？
Is that whenever the old problems arise again,
这四个情况，老问题会又再发生在他们的身上。
It is usually through these four things, then your emotion, your
第一个就是太饿了，太饥饿了。
The first thing is when you become hungry,
他们又会重新回去喝酒。
Then they will go back and drink.
第二个就是太生气了。
When they become angry,
气到一个程度，情绪没办法控制了。
Angry to a point that they can no longer control themselves.
他们又会回去喝酒。
Then they will go back to drink.
第三个情形就是太寂寞了。
The third thing is when they become very lonely.
因为在他的旁边，他都封锁他的自己在个人的生活里面。
Because when they're so isolated in their own life,
所以他们又跑回去喝酒。
Then they will go back to drink.
最后一个情形就是太累了。
And the fourth thing is when they get so tired.
累到一个程度，他们必须用酒来代替他们这个辛劳。
When they're so tired, they can go back to drink.
所以呢，这些戒酒的人是在这样的一个四个情况之后，他们的老问题就发生。
So that the people that try to quit drinking, these are the four things that could lead them back to drink.
弟兄姊妹，我们什么样的一个情况之下，我们又会回到以前过去的光景呢？
So brothers and sisters, what are the things that would lead you back to your old life?
那当然，hold住，这样一件事情是。 非常消极的一个情况。
And I think actually to tell yourself to hold is pretty passive.
可是有一个更积极的方法。
But I tell you that there's another way.
那大家也都知道我不太会说话。
And then I think you know that I'm not good at speech.
那我也不是天生会关怀人的人。
And I'm not good at caring.
那我也是非常会发脾气的人。
And in fact, I throw tempers.
那就是在读书的时候。
Is that when I was studying.
那我有两三位的老师，
I have a couple of teachers.
一直在那里重复的教导我们要有一个基督化的家庭。
And then the teachers would remind us that we have to have a Christian family.
所以就常常要我们在那里学习怎么样跟自己的妻子、自己的先生谈话。
And they would invite us and teach us how to talk to ourselves.
怎么样跟我们的儿女来对话。
How we should talk to our children.
他希望我们在家庭一个基督化的家庭的生活里面。 常常要有那个爱的表达在那里。
And the teachers want to remind me that in a Christian family, how we communicate with love.
不论是口头上的也好，是行动上的也好，我们一定要让对方知道我爱你。
Doesn't matter if it's through words or through actions, you want the other side to know that you love them.
所以呢，就在我的家里面，我不时的就去试试看能不能活出这样的一个情形。So
that in my family, I try to use the teaching to see if it works.
弟兄姊妹，对中国人来讲，讲我爱你呢，是一个很别扭的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, in fact, in the Chinese culture, not easy to say I love you.
可是呢，我有一个老师就说， 不管再怎么样别扭，你就去练习练习练习。
But then the teacher reminds us that doesn't matter how embarrassed it may feel, go say it.
他说呢，他每一天都要跟他的太太说五次我爱你。
And then the teacher said that every day I will say to my wife, I love you.
虽然非常的例行公事，早上起来，晚上睡觉，中间几次。他都记得，这个时候到了，他就要跟他的太太表达这样的爱意。
Even though it sounded routine, but in the morning, at night, during the day, he would make sure he says, "I love you."
可是我觉得这十几年来，我试下来呢，我这样子做的时候，我觉得我得到非常大的益处。
And then I thought to myself, every time when I actually do it, I was benefited by it.
弟兄，特别是弟兄们
，particularly brothers，
多少的时候你向你的太太发出这样的爱意呢？
How often do you show your love to your sister?
那我觉得我们家人呢，都不是那种一百分的家人啊。
And I think that all my family members are not perfect.
啊，不是一百分的丈夫，也不是一百分的妻子，也不是一百分的儿女。
Not a perfect husband, not a perfect wife, not perfect children.
可是呢，我发现在我们家至少呢，很多的时候有那个快乐在那里。
But yet, at times, I feel that in my family, we are filled with joy.
那我也相信呢，我们的儿女呢也有快乐在他们的生活里面。
And I also believe that our children are joyful.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我最大的满足。
And brothers and sisters, that has been now become my greatest satisfaction.
我希望我的妻子，希望我的儿女都很快乐。
I hope that my wife and my children are in joy.
你知道，有时候工作真的非常辛苦。
You know that sometimes you come back from work, you are so
tired. 所以我开车回家的时候都想打瞌睡睡觉。
And when I'm driving my way home, I was falling asleep.
可是呢，当那个车子呢一到车库一停的时候
，But then when the moment my car stopped in my driveway,
每一次我就提醒自己，我回家第一件事情要做的是什么事
？And then at that time, I'll remind myself when I get home, the first thing that I would do.
我尽量想到就说，我回家第一件事情我就要抱抱我的儿女。
Is that the first thing I would do? Is I would give a hug to my children.
我要抱抱我的太太。
I would give a hug to my wife.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们都很辛苦。
Because we are all tired.
那我不要让我的辛苦回到我的家里的时候，好像他们都要来服侍我。
So I don't want to bring because I'm tired. I want them to serve me.
我发现呢，当我们把爱放在家里面的时候，那个疲累都已经过去了。
And I realize that if we put love first, then our tire goes away.
当我们愿意顺从神的旨意来做事的时候
，When we're willing to submit to the will of God,
你会发现神很祝福的。
Then you realize that God will bless you.
你知道，感谢主到目前为止。
Thanks, Lord, that until this day,
我个人很有信心，就是这样的一个爱的存款在我的家里面。
That I have now deposited so much love in my family.
我爱存进去的比我提出来的还多。
I would deposit more love into it than I took it out.
所以我知道神呢，就借着这样的一件事情祝福一个家庭。
And I believe that it is through this love that God blesses us.
弟兄姊妹，有时候呢，我们并不这么行。
Brother and sister, sometimes we're weak.
有时候我们没有照着这样的事情去做。
Sometimes we can't do it.
所以呢，罪呢就有他应得的一个惩罚。
So that when we sin, there is consequences.
所以呢，当以色列人他们在旷野的时候
，And for the Israelites when they're in the wilderness,
我们看到刚刚那个地图，神又要让他们往南再往北走上去。
We saw that now all of a sudden they have to now first go down south before they could come down north.
所以又是为着吃喝的问题在抱怨的时候
，For the same problem when they complain.
他们又在那里犯罪的时候
，When they sin.
神就派了火蛇进到他们中间。
The Lord now sent fiery servants among his people.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个管教。
And here it is a disciplinary.
所以当火蛇进到他们中间的时候
，So when the fiery servants come among the people,
所以呢就咬伤他们中间的人。
And they would bit the people.
不但咬伤之后，这些人就有些人就死了。
And then after they were bitten, some of the people died.
可是呢，当犯罪之后
，And after they sinned.
我们也要有一个知觉在那里。
We need to know and be aware.
就是主啊，我犯罪了。
And say that, Oh Lord, I have sinned.
所以我们看到以色列人在这一次的过程里面，他们马上知道他们的言语得罪了神。
And then here the Israelites they know right away that their words were sinful against God.
所以呢，他们就要求摩西为他们祷告。
So then these people came to Moses and said, Intercede for us.
在这里有一个赦罪的祷告。
And here they asked of a confession of sin.
所以呢，神就听了摩西的祷告，给他们一个方法。
And then the Lord heard Moses' prayer and gave this method to Moses.
我们来读民数记二十一章第八节到第九节。
Numbers chapter 21, 8 and 9.
我们一起来读。
Together.
耶和华对摩西说：“你制造一条火蛇，挂在杆子上，凡被咬的，一望这蛇就必得活。”摩西便制造一条铜蛇，挂在杆子上， 凡被咬的遗忘这蛇就活了。所以呢，神在这里呢给他们立了一个方法。
And here the Lord gave them a way.
是的，你们犯罪了。
He says, yes, you have sinned.
你们也得到管教了。
And now you are disciplined.
那你求我来原谅你们。
When you ask me to forgive you.
我现在给你们一个出路
And I will now give you a new way.
就是有一条火蛇挂在这个架上
He said, make a fiery serpent and put it on a pole.
凡是望这蛇挂在架上的就要得活
Whoever looked at this serpent, he will live.
弟兄姊妹在这样一个时刻是一个信心的考验
And here, it is a time to test our faith.
你相信神所说的话吗
If you believe what God said.
如果你相信神所说的话像在这杆上一望
If you believe in what God said, and if you look at this fiery serpent,
你就罪得赦免，生命得活。
And your sins will be forgiven, and you will live.
可是你不相信神的为你所预备的方法。
But yet, if you do not follow the way that the Lord has prepared for you,
你发现你的生命就在这里耗尽。
And you realize that your life will expire.
慢慢的就面向死亡。
Slowly you die.
所以在新约约翰福音第三章十四节到十七节这里就讲到
So in the New Testament in Matthew it is said
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇
However Moses lift up the serpent on a pole
人子也必照样被举起来
And exactly how the Son of God will be lifted up on a pole
叫信他的人都得永生
So that the people who believe in him will have eternal life
这里说到神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们
He says that God so loved the world that he has given us his only begotten son
叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生
So that whoever believes in his name will have eternal life
因为他差他的儿子叫但是不是要定世人的罪
Because he sent his son not to condemn us
乃是要叫世人因他得救
But so the people of this world can be saved
弟兄姊妹亲爱的朋友我们在这样的一个世上
Brothers and sisters when we see this thing
神为我们的生命预备了一个出路
God has now prepared a way for us
就是让我们能够仰望在十字架上的主耶稣基督
So that we could set our gazeOn the cross.
因此叫我们得着永远的生命。
And through that we will receive eternal life.
所以我们没有别的路。
So there's no other way.
在这个路上我们只能做一个选择。
And on this path, there's only one choice we got to make.
我们今天到底还是选择依靠自己呢？还是我们相信神为我们预备的这条路？
Are we still relying on our own ways or are we choosing God's way?
弟兄姊妹，我们不能没有知觉。
Brothers and sisters, you have to be aware.
我们犯罪的时候我们要跟神认罪
When we sin, we have to confess.
弟兄姊妹我们也不能没有知觉
And brothers and sisters, you need to be sensitive.
当我们罪得赦免的时候我们要向神来感恩
That when our sins are forgiven, we have to come and be thankful.
原来神为我们预备了一个永生的生命
Because God has prepared an eternal life.
这一条路是我们一直要走下去的
And this is the path and way that we have to walk on.
所以当我们来到第三个重点的时候跟从神的作为而欢唱
So when we come to the third point, we follow his will and sing.
我们来读民数记二十一章第十节到第十三节
Numbers 21, 10 through 13.
一起来
Together,
以色列人行起安营在阿伯又从阿伯起行安营在耶雅林巴林与摩押相对的旷野向日出之地从那里起行安营在撒列谷从那里起行安营在亚嫩河那边这亚嫩河是在旷野从亚摩利亚的境界流出来的原来亚嫩河是摩押的边界在摩押和亚摩利人搭界的地方弟兄姊妹所以读这一段的经文我们没马上可以发现几个字在这里
In these verses that we just read a couple words should catch your mind
就是起行
He said when they move out,
安营
and when they camp,
起行
move out,
安营
and camp,
起行
move out,
安营
and camp.
连续四次在这里都说到这样的一件事。
Four times, they moved out and then they camp.
弟兄姊妹，好像以色列人他们已经来到一个快乐的一个日子。
Brothers and sisters, it looks like the Israelites are now enjoying.
在这一段里面呢，他们的节奏非常非常的快。
And then in these couple of verses, they now march in a fast order.
走在主的道路上，不一定就是在一个很容易的光景里面。
And carry that when we walk in the Lord's way, not all the times is easy.
可是这一段的叙述里面，却让我们看到这些百姓一站一站的往下走。
But then in these couple of verses, we see that the people move out and camp, move out and camp.
可是对于这样的光景呢，圣经描述的非常的简短。
And then in these couple of verses, it is only so short.
那圣经上继续描述到，就是说在耶和华的战绩上有描述。
And then here, it also said that it will be described in the later word.
这耶和华的战绩是一本书来的。
In the book of the battle, it is a book of Jesus.
所以呢，在14-15节的时候呢，这一段的经文呢，有一个学者他就把它再做进一步的解释。
So that in verse 14 and 15, someone explained it better.
他说，耶和华在旋风中领导。
He said that, Jesus came to us in a wild wind.
他临到亚嫩河的河谷。
And he would come to the valley of the river of Elmon.
他行军经过河谷。
And his army would march through this valley bed.
他行军。
And when he led his army.
他转往亚耳的座位。
And then he would look at the seats of Aaron.
他一向摩押的边界。
And now he comes to the border of Moab.
所以呢，在这里我们看到，原来在耶和华的战事上，是他一路在那里做事。
And then here we see that in the book of the battles, it is the Lord who is doing his work.
这些百姓只是在那里跟从神的作为而已。
And all the people did is they follow the leader.
所以我们若是认识神的作为，
So if we truly know the God's work,
我们也认识神征战的法则。
Then we know the way of his battle.
我们就能明白那个得胜是已经在望了。
Then we realize that victory is to come.
所以在我们的里面，我们就能够歌唱。
So that in us now we can sing.
所以到了比尔这个地方的时候，
So when they get to Beer,
以色列人又再一次的歌唱。
Then the Israel started singing.
我们一起来读民数记21:17-18.
Numbers 21:17-18.
我们来读。
Together.
当时以色列人唱歌说，井啊，涌上水来，你们要向这井歌唱，这井是首领和民中的尊贵人用贵用杖所挖掘的。所以呢，得胜就在这里临到。
So here, victory came.
赞美呢，一唱。
And then when people sing praises,
得胜就临到。
Then victory comes.
赞美再唱
，When they sing some more，
得胜又来到
，Then more victory comes。
再三赞美的时候
，When they sing even louder，
我们发现呢，这些以色列百姓他们不再是只是经过这个地而已。
Then we see that the Israelites are no longer just bypassing the land。
在民数记21第三次赞美的时候
，And in Numbers chapter 21 when they praise the third time，
那仇敌的工作完全的毁坏
，Then the work of the enemy is now abolished。
他们在这里呢，已经开始得地为业
，And here the Israelites start gaining their land。
弟兄姊妹，我们就可以看到他们在那里赞美神的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when the people sing to the Lord,
有一个尊贵人呢在那里为他们掘井。
Then there is this noble man who is interceding.
在我们的生命里面也有一位尊贵人在那里。
And I tell you that in our life there is also this noble man.
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
It is our Jesus Christ.
当我们井水干涸的时候，他为我们再一次挖井。
When we're thirsty, then this man will dig a well for us.
当圣灵在我们里面把这个活水涌流。
And when the Holy Spirit gives us this living spring,
我们也能说井啊，涌上水来。
And then we could also say, spring up, O well.
我们可以向这井歌唱。
And then we can sing to the well this song.
当我们在赞美的时候，神就为我们做了事情。
And when we praise, the Lord do His work for us.
当我们再赞美的时候，
And when we praise some more,
我们就得到那仇敌的地，成为我们的基业。
And we will take over the land of our enemies at our inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能没有知觉。
So brothers and sisters, be sensitive.
我们在神的祝福临到的时候，我们要歌唱，我们要赞美。
When the Lord's blessings come, count it and praise Him.
就是在我们非常非常黑的夜里面，我们还是要赞美。
Even in the deepest and darkest night, we still praise Him.
我们要向那位尊贵的主来歌唱。
And we will sing to our glorious
King. 我们要在学会得地为业的时候，我们向他来赞美。
We have to learn that when we take over this land as our inheritance,
因为我们知道我们的主一定给我们一个丰盛的生活。
Because we know our Lord has promised this life.
我们的主是一个赐丰盛给我们的神。
That our Lord is the Lord that will give us a fulfilling life.
弟兄姊妹，我盼望我们都有这样的一个盼望在我们的中间。
Brothers and sisters, I ask that we share the same hope.
就是愿神的国降临在我们中间。
So that His will will work among us.
愿神的旨意行在我们的中间。
And His kingdom will come to us.
弟兄姊妹，这样的光景不是在教会而已。
Brothers and sisters, that is more than when we are at church.
这样的一个光景应该在我们的家里面。
This condition should be also at your family.
神的旨意应该行在我们的工作的场合中。
And this condition should also be at your work.
所以今天我们一定要有知觉。
So today, be sensitive.
请在意你同伴的光景。
Pay attention to the people around you.
请按照主的心意来说话。
And follow God's will. Speak to them.
请我们常常用赞美主的方式来接近神的国度。
And through praises, we go into the kingdom of the Lord.
谁是你最亲近的伴侣呢？
Who is your best companion?
就是你的家人。
It is your family.
请你不要让他们失落。
Don't let them go astray.
当他们失落的时候，请你想尽办法把他们带回来。
When they go astray, use all your might to bring them back.
我知道生活在甜蜜的家庭里面的人，
I know that the people that have a sweet home,
他们最怕的一件事情就是失去他们的家人。
The one thing that they worry about the most is when they lose their home.
可是生活在那苦涩家庭里面的人，
But for the people that do not have a sweet home,
他们最想做的一件事情就是离开那个家。
The only thing that they want to do is how to leave this family.
我这个过去这个礼拜听到一则小的故事。
This past week, I heard this story.
我周五我也提到。
And Friday, I talked about it briefly.
就是有一个牧者呢，他去到一个社区。
Is that a minister went into a community?
所以他就接触到一群青少年。
And he get to meet a bunch of young people.
国中程度还不到。
These young people not even in middle school.
他们就向这位牧师来要钱。
And then these people asked the minister for money.
牧师就问他说，你向我要钱做什么呢？
And the minister asked them, what do you need the money for?
他们就说，我们要钱，我们要去买酒喝。
And then these young people said that, I want your money so I could go buy liquor.
牧师就问他们，你们为什么拿钱买酒喝呢？
And then the minister asked, why do you need to go buy liquor?
他们就说，我们要像我的父亲一样。
And then these young people said, because I want to be just like my
dad. 我的父亲一喝酒就可以打人。
When my dad drinks, he can hit people.
我父亲 一喝酒就可以做其他的事。
When he starts drinking, he can do whatever he wants.
所以我也要喝酒。
So I want to drink.
等我长大的时候，
So that when I grow up,
我也要打我的父亲。
I can hit him back.
兄弟们，当我们听到这样的一件事情的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when you hear this,
真的是希望福音能够传到那一个社区里面。
Don't you hope that the gospel would reach them?
让神的爱能够在那里做改变的工作。
When God's love can change them.
弟兄姊妹，请按照主的心意来说话。
So brothers and sisters, speak according to God's
will. 当我们说话的时候，我们的话语不能够透过这一本圣经出去。
And when we speak, can our words penetrate through the Bible to the people?
如果我们所说的话都不能透过这一篇圣经说出去的时候，请我们后主。
If our words cannot go through the Bible to the people, then don't say it.
不要用言语来伤害你的先生。
Don't use words to hurt your husband.
不要用言语来破坏你与你妻子的关系。
Don't use words to destroy the relationship with your spouse.
不要用言语拆毁你儿女的成长。
And don't use words to destroy your children's future.
更不要用言语来羞辱你的父母。
And don't use words to offend your parents.
甚至于是你伴侣的父母。
Or your spouse's parents.
弟兄姊妹，我们在许多的时候，神都让我们还存留生命。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of time God gave us life.
神为我们存留生命不是为你而已。
When you still are living, you're not only living for yourself.
我常常知道主为我存留生命是为了我的妻子，为了我的儿女。
And I know that God still let me be here because of my family.
因为可能在这样的一个时刻，他们还需要我。
Because at this time, they still need me.
可是在有一天他们不需要我的时候，
But one day when they no longer need me,
我仍然还在罪里面生活，
If I still live in sins,
那个日子是神取我生命的时候，
Then at that time the Lord will take away my life.
我知道神的怜悯常常在我的身上，
I know the Lord's mercy and grace is on me.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
用爱，
Use love,
用爱的言语，
Use the words of love,
来对待我们自己的家人，
For your family.
只有爱能够转变人的心。
It is only love that can change.
请让赞美。
So use your praise.
带我们进到神的国度。
To bring us into the kingdom.
赞美的生活让慢慢的长路变成喜乐的日子。
And a life of praising to make a life joyful.
弟兄姊妹，实在有太多太多的问题，我都没有办法来答复你们。
Brothers and sisters, so many questions I can't answer.
可是按着圣经的教导。
But through the teaching of our Bible,
我们就一起学习，在那样的问题里面，我们来赞美神。
Together, let us learn through all difficulties, we praise.
在那个最深的沉重的锁链在我们身上的时候，
When the deepest and the darkest chain rounds us,
我们仍然来歌唱，仍然来赞美。
We still sing and we still praise.
唱到那一日我们不再受辖制,
when we sing until one day when we're no longer bounded.
唱到那一日我们就更多得到神的时候,
we'll sing until the day when we receive the Lord completely.
这一张照片呢是十多年前我们回台湾的时候在台湾机场照的一张照片。
This is a picture that was taken years ago at the Taiwan airport.
那我的儿子在这个机场就玩推车,
and then my son was pushing this cart with me.
那玩得非常非常的起劲。
And he was having a great time.
当然他的奇迹,
but of course, he wouldn't know where he's pushing his cart
to.
And it is so easy on wheels, it will just take him anywhere.
很容易就撞到人,
and in fact, it's easy when you're pushing around, he could hit other people or other things.
撞到人的时候,
when he hit other people, maybe the other person would be mad.
撞到东西的时候,
when he hit other things, maybe he would get hurt.
所以呢,
so you see that now behind him, another man is pushing this cart with him. Brothers and sisters, those are not important things.
我的重点呢,
what I'm saying is, I am like pushing this little cart. Maybe I don't know what God's will is.
可是呢,
but God is like this big man in the picture. God is holding on to this car.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, I'm having the time of my life. And I'm serving with all my soul.
可能呢,
and even when I'm down, I'm still joyous.
可是呢,
but I know that God took a hold of me.
神在那里掌握着我,
God is taking a hold on me. Because he cares about where I am. He cares about the words I speak. And he cares about if my heart is praising him. So that through my service, I can praise him. Because he is with me.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, the Lord wants to open up a way for you. And I want to give this song to the brothers and sisters who are in pain. That God will open up a way.
那听完诗歌之后,
and after the song,
我们一起有一点的祷告,
let us pray.
那很抱歉,
sorry, we're late a little bit.
在主人面前有点祷告。
Let us pray before our Lord.
若是有感动的弟兄姊妹们，也可以在主人面前陈述我们的心。
If you touch, lead us in your prayer.
我们都有很多的难处。
I know that we have a lot of difficulties.
但是主为我们开道路。
But the Lord will open a way.
有的时候我们软弱到一个地步。
There are times when we are so weak.
我们向神发出我们的放逐。
That we will just come and sin against the Lord with words.
真的，神的工作在我们的身上。
But that God's work is on us.
我们回头望那铜蛇，就要活过来。
And when we repent and look up on the bronze serpent, we will live.
求主在这边施恩典。
So we ask the Lord to give us His grace.
有感动的弟兄姊妹们可以带我们祷告。
So if you touch, lead us in your prayers.